Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
The word nonce is trending. It was number one earlier. Nonce is down to number four. I mean, bizarrely, do you remember the first time you ever heard the word nonce? Hang on, big finish. I remember the first time I ever heard the word nonce. I was 21. I was going to see a friend's pantomime, and we were like in Croydon or somewhere. And I remember I was with Simon, my friend, and there were some young people, and they shouted something at me, and I shouted something back at them. And then one of them went, nonce!
Wow.
And I went, Simon, what is it? What's a nonce? He said, like someone who has it away with kids. Like, you cheeky babbers! Calling me a nonce! But that was the first time I ever heard the word nonce.
I can't remember.
Can you not? It's just always been there for you. It's always been ever present.
No, not really. Ponce we used to use a lot.
Well, ponce is like someone who...
Sponges.
Like, yeah, sponges. Remember when Julia Hartley Brewer called the entire England football team nonce, a bunch of nonces? Remember that?
Yeah, and I think she meant ponces, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she did. Oh, dear.
Ridiculous. I remember the first time I swore in front of my... No, second time I swore in front of my mum, a proper swear word.
Oh, yeah, go on.
I used the word... I was calling my sister a winker in the back of the car. Repeatedly. Repeatedly. And I must have been about 10. And I just remember seeing my mum's shoulders shaking, and I could see in the driver mirror that she was laughing. And then she turned around with a face like thunder and went, "That's the worst word in the world. Never let me hear you say it again." I've been calling it for ages.
I have to say, there's nothing funnier. My 7-year-old, well, I can't remember what we were talking about. My sister was over and we were all sat at the table. We were having breakfast and he was sat on my lap because we didn't have enough chairs. And he's talking about a game or a film or someone online. And he said, and they were very naughty, they said the F word and the S word. And we all sort of looked at him and left a silence. And he looked up at us and went, and then he said them. There's nothing funnier than my 7-year-old saying the F-bomb. It's so funny. Because he's got quite a posh voice as well. Don't take after me. He's quite a posh voice. So a little 7-year-old, squeaky, posh voice. It's absolutely wonderful. Kids swearing, guys. I mean, if you want to send us recordings of your kids swearing, we'll play them out. We'll have to bleep them. But there might be something in that. Good evening, Steve.
Good evening, Ian. Yeah, I'd like to make a few points about this Prince Andrew thing.
OK, here we go.
Right. If you could just allow me about a minute and a half. Otherwise, I'll lose train of thought.
Okay, well, we'll have a conversation. So let's see where we go.
Okay. Right, basically, the person that links all this together is Ghislaine, right? Now, Ghislaine is Prince Andrew's best female friend and also Epstein's girlfriend.
Right.
So she needs to be interviewed by the police. That's the first point.
Okay.
My second point is I've just Googled pictures, and I Googled a picture, and I saw Trump, Melania, Epstein and Prince Andrew,
yes,
all in the same pic.
Yes.
Right? Now, Trump is 30 years older than Melania. I know that's no problem, but bearing in his record of, it's okay to grab a woman's private parts.
Yes.
And he's been accused of rape. of a 13-year-old girl when he was in his 30s, incidentally, at Epstein's mansion party.
Yeah.
And I've seen the harrowing video of the woman talking, a woman talking, which they've taken off, funny enough, a lot of the channels. So that's
seen that picture as well. It's a very famous picture, yeah.
Yeah, so they're all in together, basically, aren't they?
Well, quite possibly. I mean, quite possibly, yes.
Let's be honest. Trump's a you know, womaniser. Look what he says. Compare his morals with Obama's.
Trump's attitude towards women is atrocious. He has admitted sexual assault, and there are a significant number of women who say that they were raped by him. Doesn't make him guilty, and I'm now, thanks to the VIP paedophile scandal over here, Carl Beach was his name, and the stuff he made up, I am now, because of that case, I am now slightly more reticent to believe people accusing others of sexual assault than I was a year ago. I have a bigger question mark over such people. But yeah, Trump's attitude towards women is atrocious, and nothing about him sexually would surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you think about it, Trump's meant to be the most important person in the world, as in, you know, the most powerful person in the world, and he's actually been accused of rape, accused of assault. Now, Andrew, I don't know, I'm not protecting him, but he hasn't been accused of rape, or he hasn't been accused of that yet.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, no. I mean, is it Victoria Roberts? Is that her name? Let's check. Let's get the accusation right. She has accused
Virginia Roberts.
Virginia Roberts, thank you. And Epstein of trafficking her around the world to have sex with the rich, the famous and the powerful. And I believe, and Catherine is nodding, and she will stop nodding when I get it wrong, that she is accusing that one of the people she was forced into having sex with at the age of 17 was Prince Andrew. Am I correct, Catherine?
That's
the story,
isn't
it?
That's right, and that's something he denies, obviously.
Now, there are some very slight nuances in as much that I see, and others might disagree, that the age of consent in this country is 16. Doesn't, you know, make a significantly older guy having sex with a 17-year-old. I still think that's creepy and wrong. But the age of consent, if we're going to be precise, in this country is 16. The age of consent in the majority of America at the time, I think, was 18. But in some states, I think it might have been like 13 or something. So I don't quite know the point I'm making. What I'm trying to say is I am against paedophilia, I'm against child rape, I'm against trafficking of anybody for sex. I do think that there are a couple of little areas in this story that perhaps bear a little bit more questioning. But if what she says is true, happened, then it's horrendous, horrendous, horrendous. I don't for one second condone it, and my sympathies are with everybody involved.
I find it very interesting, the change of tone in referring to these women and girls. Actually, they were girls, weren't they, for the most part?
Yes.
Is that now they're being referred to by a lot of the tabloids as sex slaves, rather than teenage sex workers.
To me, a sex slave is when you and your missus go, right, this weekend, you are mine, I'm tying you up. That's a sex slave, right? Two consenting adults going for a little bit of the old BDSM. 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old children are not sex slaves, they are rape victims.
But I just make another point.
Of course you can, Steve.
Yeah, if it's illegal, it's wrong, right? But there are girls, let's be honest about the Rod Stewarts of this world and all the people in the 70s. You think how many, they used to call them, groupies, didn't
they? Okay, hang on a minute. Let's just park Rod Stewart to one side. Rod Stewart's not involved in this story. I'm sure Rod Stewart has led a thoroughly decent life. So let's just park Rod Stewart, let's put him in the attic with the train set, the model railway, and leave Rod Stewart out of this. So, yes, rock stars would have had groupies, and I'm sure a lot of those groupies were 14, 15-year-old girls. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So this is going to go on and on and on. But I believe this is a, you know, you'll call me a conspiracist, but I think this is a thing going from the top, because the people that are spreading the same things with, you know, the getting the sexes to fight each other, getting us to not like each other, getting us to, you dare look at that person, you dare make eye contact with that person.
Who's saying
you know,
that?
It's all an agenda.
Who's saying, don't look at that, don't make eye contact with that person?
Well, that's how it's almost getting. That's what I'm saying, isn't it?
Let's oh, you're talking about me too? Are you talking about me too?
I'm talking about the sort of people that would have set that Me Too movement up. And it's not the women like you think.
Because I was so going along with you. Until you started spouting that bollocks. Who set up Me Too then?
The same people that set up Black Lives Matter, the same people that set up the right wing, you know, the right wing, the same... Why are all these psychops going on in America? You know, right. Trump supporters...
You say the same people set up Black Lives Matter and Me Too. Who are they?
The people at the top of the pyramid. The people that we're not allowed to mention.
Mention them. The Jews. Is that what you're saying?
The Zionists, there's a lot of different designs. Right. Oh, okay. Can I just say,
Steve, thanks very much for your call. I see, right. He really did meet the Jews. Okay.
it couldn't possibly be a woman with a genuine gripe, could it?
For now on, I'm going to refer to Jewish people as the people we're not allowed to mention. Do you know what? I was going with him. And I was thinking, well, you know, when you've got President Trump, who has admitted to a sexual assault, and you know, you've got Prince Andrew, you've got Epstein. Maybe this whole, you know, paedophilia thing is coming from the top. But he meant higher than that. He meant the people that cannot be mentioned, the Jews.
Incredible.
Wow. Steve, man, I was so with you, brother. I was so with you until it became an anti-Semitic, awful conspiracy rant. Why could it not be that Black Lives Matter was set up, and I don't know who set up these things, but was set up by some disenfranchised African-Americans who were sick of seeing people who had the same colour skin being killed by police and the police getting away with it. I'm assuming that's the background of Black Lives Matter.
Well, yeah, but Tarana Burke is the person who is the founder of the Me Too movement.
Is she a person that cannot be named?
No.
Right.
She's called Tarana Burke and you can Google her.
She's the Me Too.
She's a civil rights activist from the Bronx, New York, founded the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
She began using the phrase Me Too on social media to raise awareness of the pervasiveness of sexual abuse and assault in society.
I shouldn't be laughing while you're saying that. Sorry, that's very disrespectful. I apologise.
And this is the thing, you know, it's...
wasn't her idea. It was a Jewish man's idea.
Because it couldn't possibly be a black woman's idea. Someone with a genuine gripe.
The people that have problem with black lives... Well, white lives matter too. Yeah, they do. And it would appear that white lives matter more than black lives. That's why Black Lives Matter has been created. Because, of course, all lives are equal, right? Black, white, whatever. It's all equal. Except, particularly in America... And you could also look at the number of black men that die in police custody in this country. It's like way higher than any white guy. But particularly in America, black people are getting shot by the cops.
In their own homes, watching their televisions.
They're getting murdered. And I sound like a white middle-class do-gooder, but it's a fact. Black people are being murdered in their homes, as Kath says, out on the street. They're being murdered by white cops. And for the most part, the cops are getting away with it. And Me Too is like a lancing of a boil, something that's been percolating away for years, for decades, primarily in the entertainment industry, but everywhere. It's like a spot, a zit, that's been filling and filling and filling and filling with pus until someone went, I'm going to squeeze that. And all this stuff came out. Now, what Black Lives Matter doesn't do is it's not saying white lives don't matter. It's not saying black lives matter more than white. It's saying we're all equal, but at the moment they don't feel equal. And what Me Too isn't doing, it's not saying men, you can't go and chat up women. It's not saying, men, you can't look at women. What it's saying is you can't rape women. You can't... it's saying lots and lots of things. It's lots of things. Go on.
You can't say to a 17-year-old head girl when you're there to give a motivational talk about how everyone can achieve and it doesn't matter where you come from. You can't get her in a corner and ask her exactly how she came by the title head girl.
Which is what happened to you.
Uh-huh.
It's what happened to you. You cannot, as a man... I mean, you can also go into arguments about gay women as well, but primarily as a man, use your gender, your sexuality, your authority, your height, your strength, whatever, to sexually intimidate women. Doesn't mean you can't look, you can look at women. You can even, in correct situations, say, hey, it's a really nice dress you're wearing. You can do that, and you can talk to women, and you can chat women up.
If you need this explaining to you, I would suggest... It's you.
Yes, yes.
If you don't, it's not you. And you won't be offended because you get that, because you're not an idiot.
Yeah, you can't even... thing is, though, you can't even look at women these days. Yes, you can. You can. Yeah, but you can't even chat them up. Yes, you can. Yeah, but you can't even force yourself sexually on them without their consent. No, you've never been able to. You've never been able to. You're not allowed to touch them without their consent. You're not. That's all. It's me too. It's just reminding people of the blinking obvious that we apparently we've all seemed to have forgotten.
Most people aren't getting upset about it. Most men are not getting upset about it.
Damn. And the ones that are getting upset with me too, and the white people that are getting upset with Black Lives Matter. You've got to wonder why they're getting upset. What part of their privilege, what part of their lifestyle is being impinged on by something that is only out there to cause good? It's not there to cause harm. It's not there to belittle. It's only out there to cause good. So what is your problem with being told you can't go up to a woman and slap her on the arse? What is the problem of being told, of being reminded that it's wrong that so many black people are shot by cops?
Because, right, here's a news flash. This thing of you can't say anything these days, they don't like it anymore. We never liked it. We never liked it. And now women are saying so. And that shouldn't be problematic for you.
Shouldn't be. Unless you like going up to women and grabbing them up by the titties.
Yeah.
When you're not, you know...
If you wouldn't like someone to do it to your mum, your daughter or your wife, don't do it to someone else.
Steve, I was with you until the people that cannot be mentioned. Wow. Darren, stay there. That's the laugh I needed today. Thank you, Steve. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dead of night discourse for disco queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy farmers.
Aye, aye.
And distant fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
0344 499 1000. Can I just say, I have a real troubled relationship with Twitter. It's mainly a-holes on there. And I blocked a guy yesterday, a guy called Seth, who I muted 6 months ago for just treading that line a little bit too firmly on one side of being an a-hole, being rude. And then I blocked him last night. Him. I say him. Him in inverted commas. Really thoroughly unpleasant person. I should have blocked him a long time ago. And there's a few others, you know, the people that are mean and are horrible and stuff. But I tweeted today that my cat Velvet, who has been with me for, well, it would have been 19 years. I can date it. March the 27th, 2001, she came to live with me. I remember because we watched 9/11 together later that year. That was a tough start. But she came, she was 2 years old, and she came on March the 27th. So I've always kind of just said her birthday is March the 27th. I don't know exactly. And she, I had to take her to the vets today, and I had to have her put down. Been with me nearly 19 years, and she's been fine, actually. She's all right. She's getting on my nerves. So I'd say, come on, I've had enough. She's got really, really thin. And just the last four or five days, she's not been eating anything. She'll go up to her food, she'll lick it, and then she'll leave it. And it just dawned on me last night, oh, my God, she's not shouting at me. She used to shout at me when she was hungry. Really? I thought, oh, she's not shouted at me for about 4 days. This is not good. And she's very wobbly on her feet. And last night, she was so thin, man. I mean, so thin. I've never seen anything like it. And her legs were a little bit manky, where she's not been cleaning herself. And I thought, oh, no, this is not great. And so I had a little chat with her last night, and we agreed that we would go to the vets today. And I phoned up, and I was tired because I had the builders come around at like 8, so I was up at 7:30, so I'd had 4 hours sleep. And I took her to the vets, and we were having a little chat. And I said to the vet, is it time? And he went, yeah. I think it is. Oh, it's going to make me cry. And so they put her to sleep, and I was there holding her and stuff. And, oh, it was the saddest thing. I love that cat. And so I tweeted it. I haven't got any pictures of her on my phone. The only picture I've got is me in bed with her sniffing my eye. So I tweeted, this has been the end of that. And Miss Velvet. And I've not had one mean comment. I've read all of your comments. Thank you. Too many to reply to. Dermot O'Leary, you know, wished her well. Reverend Richard Coles blessed her. It's been liked several thousand times. I've just had nice comments. Loads of people have lost their pets of about 20 years this week. Loads of people. And just really, really nice comments. And it makes up for all the a-holes, all the dicks. It's just, and I've read all of them, and I sort of have to keep dipping in and out because it just upsets me too much. And someone, oh, I can't. Oh, dear. Dave said a very pertinent thing. Dave said, who phones the show quite often, they're not like one of the family, they are one of the family. And that's the thing. If you don't have a pet, you don't get it. And if you're not a cat person, you know, it's just a cat. But Velvet was, I used to have to keep hiding my cocaine board because she would be like, she'd see me off my face, she helped me get clean because I would talk to her about it. After another use up, I'd be there going, Velvet, man, what am I going to do? We chat about it when I took mushrooms. We communicated psychically. I took some magic mushrooms and I'm lying on the floor watching Paul McCartney videos, and Velvet was sat on my back as she used to with her paw on my head. I remember thinking, oh, these mushrooms have worn off. And Velvet said to me psychically, no, they haven't. And we were chatting, and after about 2 minutes, I went, whoa, they haven't. I'm talking psychically to the cat. So it allowed me to actually have a proper psychic communication with her. It was incredible. But it was just really sad, and I've never held an animal when it's put to sleep, you know, and the vet says, do you want to have a couple of minutes with her before I do it? And I said, yeah, we'll have a little chat. And, it's the saddest thing. And we're just there chatting, you know, and...
You were so lucky to have each other. And it's horrible.
It's horrible. And I didn't get her stuffed. Didn't do it. Part of me really wanted to say, he said, well, we have some options now. She's like lying there.
And he didn't mention stuffing.
He said, well, you can take her home if you've got somewhere you'd like to bury her. I thought, oh, bury her. Sounds like a lot of work. He said, or we can dispose of the body for you, or we can get her cremated and we can give you the ashes. And I didn't say...
Is there a fourth option?
Do you know any taxidermists? Because that's really kind of my thing. But so I'm going to get her ashes. And, Jesus. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. 19 years of her. And then I went home, and then the other cats know, because the babies, who've been ignoring me a bit recently, they've kind of started to get a bit more independent and just go and sit by themselves at the other end of the room, or even in the other side end of the house. But I came home, and the babies could see I was upset, and they just came and sat right on my chest, right up by my neck. And
you don't think it's because they thought now is the time to finish him?
And Patty, this is what... Patty sniffed my eye, which is what Velvet used to do. And, it sucks, man. It really sucks. But then someone did a really nice picture that had me in floods of tears. I said I wasn't going to cry.
It's all right to cry.
I know it is, but all I do is cry on this bloody show. Everyone's sick and tired of me crying on this show. Anyway, someone did a very nice picture of it sounds really silly, of me and Velvet just sat together.
Aww.
So that's that. That's that. Thank you, Velvet. It was fun. I'm so lucky she chose me. And here's the thing. The reason we got her, me and Tessa, when I was going out with Tessa, I had to email Tessa today and say, just let you know, Velvet died. And she was kind of... She was still alive. We split up 13 years ago. What? But the reason we got her is because she lived in a pub in the Old Street in London. I can't remember what the pub was called. It's not there anymore. It's a club, I think, now. And she was one of two cats, hence the name Velvet, and the other cat was called Guinness. And Guinness was a little bit older and a bit bigger. Velvet was always a little bit small. And Guinness would bully Velvet, and which was fine, but then the couple were having a baby, and so I got her as a rescue cat. Best 40 quid I've ever spent in my life. And when I went round to get it, and the woman was very heavily pregnant, and she was very sad to let her go and stuff. But it dawned on me, that baby that was in her tummy would be 18, is a young man or woman now, you know. That baby is now officially too old for Andrew York. There's a grown-up. There's a grown-up person out there. Anyway, I was very, very lucky to live with her. Means I'm down to four cats now, which I think is a safe number.
It's almost normal, yeah.
It's almost normal. So what I'm trying to say is thank you, everyone, who sent nice messages. And I had loads of emails and loads of tweets, and I've not really replied to any of them. And I've liked the ones from famous people because I'm shallow. But I read every single one, and you're very, very kind, and it's made up for Twitter being a shithole. Right, we've got Darren, we've got David, and we've even got Mo. 0344-499-1000, the late night alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian and Kath.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Weekends with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Weekends with Penny Smith. Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 on Talk Radio.
Parties contesting the general election include the Conservatives, Labour, Liberal Democrats, the SNP, Plaid Cymru, Green Party, UKIP and the Brexit Party.
The Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee.
There's no strangers here, just friends you haven't stalked on Facebook yet.
Have never sent my picture to anyone who didn't request it.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes.
0344-499-1000 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. This is a telephone number. Right, let's get on with this. Here we go. Yes. Darren, good evening, Darren.
Hi, mate. How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you, Darren. What have you got for us tonight?
All right, well, you know,
condolences on Velvet to begin with, all right?
Thank you, mate. I appreciate that.
How do we even follow that, what you just went through on the show?
But thank you, mate.
What I want to do, I just want to say, right, real kudos. I listen to the show, first-time caller, not a long-time listener.
Okay, you don't get a bell for that. There's no bell.
it's the mixture of compassion, like we called it earlier, the methadone user.
Yeah.
And then the way you treat these proper dibs who come on afterwards.
I have no idea who you could be talking about tonight.
No, it's not Steve. It wouldn't be Steve. But the juxtaposition of those two parts of the show, I just love. I think it's fantastic, man. You do a fantastic job.
Thank you, man. That's why I like late night radio, because you get those. I wouldn't say they're even extremes. There are more, but you get those calls, and you get time to explore those calls, and that's why me and Catherine, I think, are big fans of late night radio, because it takes someone, I think, very special to phone a radio station at 12:30 on a Tuesday night, or you know, 11:15 on a Thursday. You know, it brings out some very special people.
I got a bit redundant on New Year's Eve. And I got this job that I've got now within a few days. But it opened up late night radio to me. I never used to listen before, you know, and the past 11 months have been brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, Darren. I'm getting choked up because Dave, I'm going to block Dogface Dave because he's just posted a very touching picture. And Kennedy sent me a very nice message, and he's just posted a really nice picture that I can't actually read all of. Darren, thank you, mate. I appreciate it. Spread the word, man. We need as many listeners as we can get.
Will do. Take care, both of you.
Thank you, mate. Thanks, care. Dave. Bye-bye. There you go. And he's right. That's why, sure, what Steve was saying was obnoxious and was anti-Semitic and was offensive and was horrible. But I love hearing it. I love hearing it. That's the cut's come out slightly wrong. But as a fan of phone-in radio, where it is a little bit more dangerous, in inverted commas, than radio where you have guests and stuff like that, it's certainly more unpredictable. That's the kind of stuff that makes me listen to the radio a little bit longer when I'm at home, you know, is people on the fringes.
Because people would have been listening to that call and going, yeah, there's something else there. There's something else there.
Yeah.
There's something else. Whoa, there it is.
There it
Whoa.
Is. It's a big one.
It's that.
It's a big one. Good evening, David.
Can you hear me?
Pardon?
Can you hear me now?
Is David there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
I think we've lost David.
Hang on. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I don't see what.
Hello?
Sam, can you get...
Hello?
Can you hear David?
I think we're having a problem on the phones at the moment. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. If only that would work on this call. Hello, Mo.
Hi. You all right?
No.
Well, thank you for asking. Well, anyway, Ian, I heard you're an ITV presenter.
Mo, do you know how to use a telephone, Mo?
Yeah, I heard your ITV presenter.
I can't hear what you're saying. You're fading in and out.
Put your mouth next to the hole.
All right. I heard your ITV presenter.
There is.
So, like, do you know the ins and outs of I'm a Celeb?
Do I know the ins and outs of I'm a Celeb?
Yeah. So, do you know, like, who's going to get knocked out?
Yes, I know. I've seen this. I've seen the running script for this year's I'm a Celeb. Yes.
Like, can you please tell them if you have any connection?
Yeah.
That please keep Ian Wright in.
He wins. Oh, I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have said it.
Dump it.
No, it's too late. We missed it. You didn't hear that from me.
No.
Mo, I can't understand a word you're saying, mate, and you're as far out there as the anti-Semite. Let's see if David's line is working now. David, can you hear us now?
I can hear
David,
you.
David, are
hear
you
me.
There, David?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Is it his line, Sam, or is it us? Because I had problems hearing Mo.
I'm very much here. Hello? 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 Are you there? Hello.
Oh, hello.
I'm trying.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, it's very quiet. I might have to be when I get home.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm still hello. Here.
I've got you on my hands free. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, brilliant. Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you some more.
Who's
can you
that?
Still hear me?
I can, yes.
All right, brilliant. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about pets, really.
It's a general chat about a little bit about last night. I've never called in before. It's my first call into.
I have actually called in once before.
General polite chat, to be honest.
Yeah. Exactly that.
Yeah, that's it.
Hello.
Hello. Still here?
Hello. Sorry, yeah, because I'm in the car, I can't tell whether the talking is dropping or not. Hello?
I don't think it could be my kit because I'm using a really good quality Bose headset and then I'm moving to an iPhone headpiece and then I'm going to my phone, so there's a problem clearly with the
technical side. I think it's my car, buddy, because I've got your hands free in the car. Motorway, I think it's... Stay with that, to be honest with you. I can hear you really well.
Yeah, okay. I've got the really good Bose noise cancelling headphones on and they connect to my iPhone really well.
So I'll call you when I stop driving.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, buddy, I'll do that. All right, no worries. Tell Ian I'm sorry to hear about his cat in case I don't end up getting through or whatever.
It'd be nice to have a chat. Like I said, it's my first time calling in. I'm not ringing in to be an idiot. I'm ringing in just to have a pleasant chat and give some compliments, to be honest. So that's it.
I think we've got crossed blinds here, mate. Do you think I'm from the radio?
It's Frank, innit?
No, I'm not on the radio, mate. I've called in myself. I think they've put two people by the sounds of it.
Have they?
It sounds like it, mate.
Who is that?
My name's Danny. I'm just calling in, mate, just for a chat.
And I'm ringing in for a chat, so we're connected.
Put us through to each other, mate. Jesus Christ.
How mad is this?
How mad is that? Where are you, then?
Yeah, I'm in Glasgow on a work trip, so I was just ringing
in. Where?
I'm in Glasgow.
Glasgow?
With work, yeah.
Don't sound very Glaswegian.
No, I'm not. I'm from Lancashire.
Yeah, I can tell that. My dad's from Lancashire. My dad's
Where are you from?
I'm from a place called Gosport in Hampshire. Like, as far south as you can actually get in the UK. Without getting your feet wet.
Danny, the cross lines, mate. Don't worry about it.
Mate, crazy.
Listen.
What's your name, buddy?
Lovely to speak to you, mate. Take care.
And you, buddy, take it easy, mate.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.